Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word.
Have you heard the stories that begin once upon a time? These stories, of course, are made up. They're not about real people or real happenings. But the most wonderful stories that are found anywhere are found in the Bible, the Book of God. And this book tells one story I'd like to tell you at this time. It tells about, well, let's call it the story of two bad boys. There were two boys one time who had a wonderful father. Our Savior Himself, the Lord Jesus, told this story. And He told about these two boys who had a father. And the younger of the two boys came to his father and he said, "Father, give me the part of your belongings that I'm supposed to have." It's sort of a nice way of saying, "Dad, I wish you were dead so I could have part of the old farm." So you can see why I call him a bad boy. But to our surprise, the father not only gave this son what would be coming to him, but also he gave the older son. And I judge the way it worked in those days that the older son got twice as much as the younger one, but he forgot about it. We'll see later in the story. Well, not long after this, the younger son gathered everything together, and he decided he would go away from home. He thought he could go into a country where everything would be better, and so he wasted everything that his father had given him. The Bible calls it riotous living. It's the kind of a thing young people do when they go away from home, when they drink things that make them drunk, or when they take pills or medication that take away their minds and their judgment. That's the kind of a thing this young man did. But one day, he had spent all his money. And then there was a great famine in that country. That means that there wasn't enough food for people to eat. And so in his hunger, he asked a man if he could give him a job, and the man sent him out to the fields to feed the pigs, and nobody cared anything about that young man. He was far away from home. He had abused his father's goodness and kindness toward him. But he got to thinking while he was among those pigs, and he said, "You know, everybody back at my father's house has plenty of food to eat. And I know what I'll do. Even the hired servants there have food enough and food left over. And I'll go back home and I'll ask my father's forgiveness and just ask to be made one of his hired hands." And that's what the young man started to do. But his father was so glad to see him that when he saw the boy coming, he ran and he hugged him and kissed him and welcomed him home and told the servants. You see, his father was a great man. He had men working for him, and he told the servants, "Bring out a good robe for this boy. He must have come home without any good clothes. Put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet." See, he just wasn't in very good condition at all. He had wasted everything his father had done for him and had given to him. And then the father said, "Kill the fatted calf, the stall-fed calf, you see, and let's have a happy time because this son is back home." Well, this son had left him, but he's still in the story. And as he came back, he heard all the happy sounds at the house. And he asked one of the servants what was going on. And he told him, "Your brother has come home, and your father killed that fine fat calf for him because he's now safe and sound. Your brother is. And you know what? This is why I call this the story of two bad boys." He was angry and would not go in. And his father came out and begged him. And then he complained. He said, "Father, I've always been with you, and I never did anything wrong." And you know that isn't so, but that's what he said. And Eddie said, "You never did give me a kid that I might make merry with my friends." And you know that's wrong, because it says he divided to them his living. And then he just hated his brother. But his father said, "Son, you've always been here. Everything that's here is yours. We did the right thing in making your brother feel happy." Now think about these two bad boys, and I hope you will not be really like either one of them, but if you ever do get away from home, will you come back home as quickly as you can? And when anybody else comes back home that's sorry for having lived badly, will you forgive them? That's what the Lord wants us to do. This great story is told in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Thank you very much.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.